43 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Market action mildly defensive for the most part this morning. Crude market's up about a half a dollar, and the dollar is modestly lower. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. A little bit of a disappointment there. Current price action. May corn is currently down a penny at 364 and three quarters. July corn is down a penny at 374 and a half. And December corn is down three quarters at 390 and three quarters. Looking at the soybeans, May beans are currently down 3 3/4 at 893 and a half. And July beans are down 3 3/4 at 907 and three quarters. And November beans down 3 3/4 at 928 and a half. Chicago wheat is currently for May down 11 and a quarter at 441 and a half, giving back quite a bit of yesterday's recovery. July wheat is currently down 10 and 3/4 at 450 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May down 10 and a quarter at 432 and a half. And September is down 10 and a quarter as well, 453 even. Looking at the Minneapolis wheat for May down 6 and a half at 554 and a quarter. And July is currently down 3 3/4 at 559 and a quarter. Look, early livestock trade is starting out mixed with cattle, cattle mixed and hogs up about a half a dollar. Looking at the charts, yesterday we did see outside days up in both corn and beans. Cautiously optimistic that we can continue that. Just an early morning setback with maybe a little bit of recovery later on in the day. Looking at the wheat market, a big day up in the wheat yesterday, giving back, like we said earlier, about half of that. But I still think I'm cautiously optimistic that the charts are going to basically repel themselves in a positive direction. Other than that, the funds are in the driver's seat. China discussion slowing as the trade thinks that meaningful developments are still quite a ways off. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update. We appreciate it. 43 degrees right now in Urbana with some light rain at 8:58. Let's take a look at some other current conditions around our listening area this morning. Bloomington Normal reporting a little light rain as well with 42 degrees there. Decatur's at 46 degrees, 41 in Danville, 46 degrees in Charleston-Mattoon, and 40 degrees in Rantoul. And it looks like an active few days weather-wise, says meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Today, a few showers, possibly a thunderstorm this morning. Look for a high of 65 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 58 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, very windy tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 67 degrees. Wind out of the south, gusting up to 55 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and windy with a low of 35 degrees, a west wind gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Then for Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 39 degrees. Wind calms down a little bit out of the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Stay tuned. Coming up in just seconds, we'll check in with NPR News from Washington. That'll be followed by 1A and then the 21st with Nyla Boodoo at 11. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.